gets one of the biggest cup shocks of recent years. Plymouth Argyle, bottom of the Championship. Started the season with Wayne Rooney as the manager. He was sacked, and the new manager, Milan Muslic, has led his team to back-to-back victories over Brentford and Liverpool. The only goal of the game, a handball by Harvey Elliott, jumped up trying to block a cross, and Ryan Hardy slotted the penalty in to with the winner. Hardy, it could have been worse. He hit the post. It could have been 2-0. For Liverpool, only one shot at goal in the first half. McConnell denied by Connor Hazard. Connor Hazard, the Plymouth goalkeeper, is the hero. In truth, we didn't have enough efforts at goal, but late saves. One right at the end for Darwin Núñez. James McConnell missed an open goal after miscommunication. This is one to forget. Yes, there's bigger pictures ahead for Liverpool. A totally different side will face the field next. But this is a bad day, no doubt. Plymouth Argyle 1, Liverpool 0.
Steve Hunter there summing up what was in the end a very disappointing afternoon at Plymouth. Liverpool out of the FA Cup at the fourth round stage. Coming up in this edition of The Reaction, we'll hear from Harvey Elliott, as well as former Reds Phil Thompson and Neil Mellor too. But let's start at Home Park, where our reporter Mark Benstead watched the game with Liverpool fan and former Plymouth boss Ryan Lowe.
Thank you, Becky. Yeah, Ryan and I have made our way pitch side. It's taken a little while, given how many home support have understandably stayed behind to watch on while the interviews take place and revel in some of the celebrations. And I guess, man, we have to touch on that first and foremost. The result is about Plymouth first and foremost, because they deserved it. They warranted it over the course of the 90 minutes.
They sure did. They were excellent and they were aggressive. Everything they'd done, and Liverpool looked a little bit flat-footed all over the park, really. But Home Park's a tough place to come, and I think they knew that early on in the game. They thought, you know what, we're in for a match here. And fair play to Plymouth Argyle. They went on. Penalty, yeah, can be anything. It was a handball that, you know, you think you might get away with, but unfortunately for Liverpool, it was given, and they go away 1-0, Plymouth Argyle, but fully deserved in my eyes.
If you're the lower league team in a tie like this, you want the day to be like this, you want the atmosphere to be up for it, hostile, you want to be in their face, you want to defend with your bodies on the line, and all those things came to place for the Plymouth today.
Well, we've seen the centre-backs every time he made the tackle, he jumped up and bit aggressive and, you know, putting the fists out, whatever else, and he defended like real warriors today, I think, and if you can take that onto the championship period, they'll do well. But yeah, listen, you can't take nothing away from Plymouth Argyle today, fully deserved. They were about it, they got about at Liverpool, didn't give them a minute. We said from the start that we were going to go right after him. He sat in a mid block and low block every now and then when he needed to, and Liverpool had the right little go towards the end, and as it's the bar, keeper tips it over. Yeah, but listen, it was Argyle's day today, so special mention for them.
Yeah, and the man you know well behind us, Ryan Hardy, who took the penalty, dealt with the pressure of that. It could have been a different occasion. If he crumbles that point, doesn't keep his focus, but he does, and they get the rewards.
Down in the Davenport end when the fans are there, he doesn't crumble in front of them, because he's starting, that's his 102nd goal now in his career. So, yeah, fair play to him. He put it right in the bottom corner. Hard low way there, hard to get from the keeper, but as I say, yeah, fantastic finish.
From our point of view, I guess there'll be a few boys going back in that dressing room thinking they could have done a little bit more, could have shown more of themselves, because there's quality in there, but it didn't come out enough, maybe until the last, maybe what, 5-10 minutes?
No, you're right, Matt. It didn't come out at all in my eyes. You know, as a manager and as a fan watching, you know, there's a lot of players in there that could have done a little bit better, which I'm sure they'll look and, you know, a bit disappointed. If it was at Anfield, it may be a different occasion, but they're coming here, they're coming into the Lions Den. It's a tough place to come. It's very rare that, you know, teams come down here and get results, and Liverpool have found that today. But yeah, I'm sure they'll be disappointed. The manager will be disappointed that one or two, when injuries do creep in, that, you know, he's trusting them to go and do what he wants them to do, and there weren't many today that done that.
The manager's out doing his post-match interviews just now. I just wonder, you know, you've been in the manager's shoes. When you have a game plan which he's clearly set up to play one way, injury disrupts that, you have to change all that. Yeah. Does that give him a little bit of sympathy and say, look, that's a spanner in the works, we could have done without?
Oh, by the way, that's not down to the manager. That's the players who've gone out there and done what they've done. You know, the manager has to make things and adapt to things. Losing Joe Gomez, hopefully he's okay, not too long, maybe it was too soon for him to come back and then adapt, then Endo goes the back line. So yeah, it does disrupt things, of course, but you know, I think some of the players in there today will be looking at themselves thinking they could have done better, because, you know, if they're wanting to, some of them players who are fringe players who are wanting to get into the starting 11, you know, they'll feel they should have done a little bit better.
Finally, with your manager's hat on, what do you think the manager will have learnt from today?
Well, he'll have learnt what, who he can trust and who he can't trust going to hostile places like this. Let's not forget Liverpool are challenging for the title. You're going to go to hostile grounds. They're challenging for the Champions League. It's going to go to hostile grounds. So he'll have looked at a few players in there and gone, you know what, I may not be able to trust you in them situations. And then that's on the players. As a manager, I'm giving them an opportunity. Listen, he's given some young kids an opportunity today. And players who you would have thought to stand up and expect to be counted for. As a manager's head on, I'm looking at and I'm with... And Slot thinking, yeah, well, you didn't show me enough, so next time you're going to have to wait for that. Now, when is that next time? It might not be in the Premier League, it might not be in the Champions League. They've got a cup final to look play for as well, and some of them players might have been eligible to pick for that in the starting 11. But, yeah, it's probably give the players more of an headache than it is the manager.
Speaking of hostile places, next up on the agenda, of course, is Goodison Park. I don't think the atmosphere there will be much kinder than it was here today, but the game's going thick and fast, at least from the group's point of view. I very quickly have an opportunity to try and bounce back from the disappointment here at Home Park today.
Well, it's been a very frustrating afternoon, hasn't it, down on the southwest coast as Liverpool exit the FA Cup at the fourth round stage. Ryan Hardy's penalty in the end, enough to see Championship side Plymouth through to the next stage. A much changed Reds team couldn't find their rhythm and they couldn't find their way back into the game. Neil Mellor and Phil Thompson are with me in the studio. We will also get the thoughts of our fan panel who are on Zoom this afternoon. Conrad Barreto, Mo Stewart and Abigail Rudkin will be giving us their opinion on a very disappointing afternoon in a few minutes' time. But firstly, the thoughts of my guests in the studio. A tough old afternoon, Phil. Liverpool lacking a bit of inspiration out there today.
Quality.
And it just didn't click.
Quality.
Did it?
No, it didn't click. There's quality, there was decision making with the passes. People were running down blind alleys all the time. And I don't think there's, particularly when you get into certain areas down towards the edge of the box, is putting balls in the box. I don't think we put one ball into the box. And we laid so many passes back from Chiesa to whoever was in the right back or right midfield spot. And it in fairness, it just got bad to worse at times. It was, and then we're trying to change it at the end, and you're just thinking, come on, try and get the ball into the box. And even we found that difficult at times.
It's an off day, but too many were off it.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing, and obviously we're sat here, we're disappointed to be knocked out of the FA Cup. More so because it's a big story in the world of football. We've been beaten by bottom of the Championship. No doubt there'll be a lot of noise about the best team in England, which we are at the moment, but the context being, we made 10 changes, so the players that have got us into the position of being the best team in Europe, in England at the moment, didn't play. So the squad players have had an opportunity today, and for various reasons, they weren't all at it. The final ball wasn't quite there. The lack of quality. I think credit to Plymouth. I think they deserve credit, Plymouth, for how they played today. They were up for it. They celebrated every tackle, every block, and they were up for it. And for them, that is a massive result.
Yeah,
for them.
The adrenaline for Plymouth at the end must have been huge. I mean, I think in that first half, you know, they looked very fit as well, didn't they? And they're running, and you're thinking, can they keep this up for the full 90 minutes? But credit to them, they did manage to do that.
There's a lot of them who were struggling near the end. Like the three centre-backs were just sitting in right in the middle. And the two wing-backs, they never got forward at all. So they just literally had five. You have to give the manager credit. Don't go over that halfway line. Just stay where you are. So every time the ball went to Diaz or Chiesa, they were literally right on top of them. And playing most of the balls were just negative all the time. So that's a credit. The pitch, there wasn't a drop of water on that pitch, which made it as bubbly as anything. So it makes us... That's a credit to them. They've tried to sort of maximise what they could out of the game. And so it's for us to try and find ways through that, and we just didn't do it.
Yeah, we've seen the end of match celebrations there by this Plymouth side, who've conceded 63 goals this season in the Championship. Neil, I mean, for Liverpool not to be able to break down what's clearly a bit of a shaky defence, despite a lot of chances right at the end of the game, to be fair, it's a big disappointment.
Yeah. But not enough during the game. You know, first half, what do we have? One shot on target, a deflected shot, comfortable save for the goalie. But for the last 5 minutes and added on time, didn't really create a great deal. Thinking of the McConnell chance, which felt like that's a big chance to equalise. Jota was unlucky with his effort. That was saved. So if you're looking at the stats there, 80 minutes, it would look a lot worse than that. And sort of that inflates some of our flurry of late chances. The Nunes chance late on, that's a big chance. The goalkeeper ends up safe. So as bad as sort of we've been in terms of not quite being at it, we could have ended up nicking an equaliser and taking the game to extra time. But credit to Plymouth, it's not been our day. The context being, we're still the best team in England at the moment. We've got a Premier League title to win. The Champions League is all there, but today is not a good day.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? The overall picture is still extremely rosy. It rules out the chance of a quadruple, but they're obviously notoriously difficult to achieve, Phil.
Yeah, it is. It's no surprise to us who played the game. Those FA Cup games against the lesser opposition is so difficult. Mm. You go down there, the fans are all up for it. It's down to us, down to our own personal desire to get the best out of it, to make the right decisions, the right time. And there were so many players who just didn't do themselves justice today. And I think that was the biggest thing. And it was, at times, we were so negative. We didn't even try and sort of, those balls which we're famous for, Mo making his run and playing diagonals in behind. Certainly in the first half, they just were happy to sit with a back five.
Okie doke, we're going to bring our fan Zoom panel in. Abigail Rudkin, I'm going to come to you first of all. Obviously, extremely disappointed, I imagine, with what you've seen today. What was your thoughts on the game and the performance overall?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit deflating, isn't it? But in terms of what it actually means for Liverpool in this run, and I think maybe less games might be a benefit to us. Obviously, the Premier League is our priority and you want to be winning football games. But I just see games like this as a good opportunity for Liverpool's bench to get game time. You know, see the likes of Chiesa, see the likes of Elliott. And it's just a shame that those people didn't really show us why they should be starting for Liverpool in league games. I think this game should have been a great opportunity for them all to come forward and show us what they've got and, you know, why Slot should be considering picking them for bigger games. And it was just a bit disappointing. There was a lack of cohesion there. You could just tell that they're not really all playing together. Like you said, 10 changes. It's a lot of change for us to get used to. But Plymouth being the very bottom of the Championship, and I think they'd had 15 losses this season. It's a big shock. When I was looking at what games were in the FA Cup this week, I was looking at a few other games expecting there to be a shock result. I wasn't expecting us to be the shock, to be honest. I thought we had enough firepower there to at least get some goals and be able to get us over the line. It's a shame because everyone just didn't look like they were up for it today.
Yeah, Mo, I think that's the thing, isn't it? It's a real shame because it feels like it was an opportunity for so many players to grasp out there today, and arguably they've not done that.
Absolutely. And I think sometimes as a player, you can get too caught up in your own individual ambitions and thinking about trying to impress the manager and not necessarily having any cohesion. I think some of those players, it's probably going to be their last start of the whole season, so they're probably missing out more than anyone else on not going through to the next round of the FA Cup. But it didn't look like they were used to playing together. I'm not 100% sure on some of the decisions made within the game by Slot as well, in terms of some of the substitutions I didn't think made a massive amount of sense. But I think the early loss of Joe Gomez shook us a little bit more than it probably should have. He was obviously one of the more senior players and a calm head in that team. And without him, it just looked like the cohesion really disappeared. But to be honest, I'm kind of more concerned about his fitness, really, than losing our place within the FA Cup. Because, as Abby says, we've got bigger fish to fry over the course of the season.
OK, I'm going to speak to Comrade Barreto now. Comrade, you are the president of the Liverpool Official Supporters Club over in Goa. Thank you for joining us for this one this afternoon. I think that is quite true about the departure of Joe Gomez so early on. You're left with a side that's got, 10 changes, loses one of the most experienced players, their captain for the day as well. And for Plymouth, that's a huge psychological boost, isn't it?
Yeah, and the worst part is even Kwanzaa is not completely in his full confidence right now. So missing out on Joe Gomez really turned the table for us psychologically. as well as in terms of tactical in the game where Slot had to tweak the defense a bit. And I think that played psychologically on our players' minds and the whole system changed.
Yeah, I think he's like us. I think he's like us, and find it very difficult to find some solutions to us because it was so disjointed, the whole performance. And with Joe going off, you got to change again very early in the game. And Joe's a very popular member, and you could see the players felt for him. And young Isaac comes on and doesn't really, the ball's coming back to him, and every ball's sort of, it's not a criticism of him, he's a young lad. But there was very, very little going forward.
Is there a positive to take from this, Mels, in a way that, you know, if you're really trying to find one from every negative experience, there's always learning to be done from that? And for many of these young players, I suppose, they will have learned a lot today, even if it's not the result that we wanted.
Yeah, well, we're all disappointed now.
We're all clutching here.
I'm clutching, but, you know, you've got to try and take a positive.
I thought the panel made really good points about, in terms of the players had an opportunity today, the squad players, to say, start me in some of these big games. We're talking about the big games around the corner. And they may not get that opportunity maybe to start in some of them games, but they'll be needed. They will definitely be needed in these games around the corner. So the bigger picture is disappointment today, but them lads out there will have to respond quickly because it's no good dwelling on what's happened there. We've got some big, big games around the corner, none bigger than on Wednesday. And somebody who's played there today, maybe the match winner, may have to come off the bench on Wednesday, whether it's Diaz, whether it's Nunes, Jota, whoever it may be, and all of a sudden it will change very, very quickly. So, bad day today, but there's still a lot left to play for.
Yeah, I mean, Arnslot has not had too many difficult results, thankfully, to cope with this season. But what will he be saying to his players tonight, Phil? I presume he wants to move on quickly from this. They can't afford to dwell on it, obviously, but will also want it to be a learning experience too.
Because things have been so good, you can't just come in. And as disappointed as we all are, this is, you're like that. You can't go in and start criticising, start throwing teacups around. I don't think he's like that anyway.
No.
But it's you just need to sort of pinpoint and highlight certain areas of what we could have done better as a group of players at times, because we just never seem to get to grips with, except for the last 10 minutes, which is then we're having a go and it's gung-ho. A lot of it then is just open. Yeah. And we didn't even deal with that too well, making the right decisions. So I don't think he'll have a go at them. I think we've got to get over this now because we've got a massive game on Wednesday. And it'll be a kick up the backside for a few of the players. Jota, Luis Diaz, Darwin Nunes, is that they couldn't make an impact. Mm. And Federico as well didn't make an impact in this game.
Just a quick break in today's show to let you know that LFC TV Go is now available as a smart TV app on Amazon Fire TV, Android TV and Roku TV. You can watch all the latest on-demand and live content directly through your smart TV, whether that's full-match replays, post-match analysis, exclusive interviews or original documentaries that delve into the club's rich history and achievements. Simply download from your TV's app store, log in with your registered user details and get easy access to everything LFC. Now, let's get back to the show. We will, of course, speak about that Merseyside derby in just a moment. Just a quick word on the goal that won it, the penalty. I think unfortunate for Harvey. No VAR today, but I don't think it was needed. Liverpool can't really have any complaints about that, Tomo.
No. His two hands were up above his head. I don't think he was expecting them to sort of try and lift it over. And no, it was probably expected if you were going to do that. Things were not quite right for us. Just talking to Neil about Kavim not really making many saves, not having a lot to do. But they played to their strengths. We tried to play our normal game. We were saying there wasn't a drop of water on that pitch. And they wanted it as bobbly as anything. Because they know we tried to build up. it's not going to go our way.
Yeah, and they're going to do that, aren't they? They're going to make it as uncomfortable as possible for you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I was watching at half-time thinking they'll put a sprinkler on, but they never did.
Nope.
You know, and obviously they know that that would suit Liverpool a lot more than that themselves. And, yeah, I mean, they got the first goal, so they had something to hold on to, didn't they? Everyone back behind the ball, getting the blocks in, clearances, and then it became more and more frustrating for the lads, and we just couldn't find the equaliser.
We spoke about Quave, obviously, right at the end. He nearly did an Alisson with that header at the end. We've got his touch map here, which obviously looks like the normal touch map that you might see. Well, I think we've got the touch map. You'll see it in a second. The touch map of a keeper plus that one at the other end, Mels.
Nearly scored. He nearly scored, didn't he, with that header in the 100th minute. Yeah, it was straight at the goalkeeper. Yeah, not quite the Alisson moment that we probably hoped for.
And it was probably going the way. You think, oh, he's going to get his head on it and it's probably going to trickle into it. And that's exactly what happened. The way the game was going, we were going to need something, a fluke of some sort. And that's the one when James McConnell, when he doesn't hit the target, you're going, oh my goodness. And that is just a straightforward strike.
Yeah.
And he put it a yard wide, which you could see from his face. He was so disappointed in himself.
Big chance.
Could have been a huge moment for him. We spoke about the impact of Joe Gomez's injury. Let's just speak about the injury as a whole, because obviously 8 minutes, and he's had such a frustrating time with injuries. I suppose positive that he walked off and there were no obvious signs of discomfort, Mels.
Blow for him. Yeah, blow for the squad as well. We'll talk about a number of games in quick succession. Trent's out. We don't know when he's back. So you're thinking, is he going to be available for Everton or not? So you're starting to think maybe a little bit light, a little bit short in terms of defensive numbers. Obviously, Kwanzaa's played today. You've got Konate, you've got Virgil van Dijk. Can Konate play all those five Premier League games, Tomo? What do you reckon? Them five big Premier League games coming up?
I think, obviously, we'll have a space now. The next round of the FA Cup, we're not involved, so there'll be... So we've saved our minutes against PSV. And you look at PSV and this game, and the attitude in the PSV game to this one was just quite different. But I would think the thing with Joe was you could see something went wrong as soon as that ball went down that byline.
Yeah, you Joe said the started, same, didn't you, when we were watching
and it? I looked, and doing a commentary with Steve, I went, there's something up with Joe.
Yeah.
Because he stopped. I thought there'd been an offside flag or something. By the way, he just slowed down.
He knew,
didn't he? And that's one of the worst things as a player, when you redo that injury
so quickly. So soon after
It normally takes you a bit longer to come back. And then the physios are a bit reluctant to push you forward.
Yeah.
So it's a difficult one at a big time for us. But hopefully Trent's not too far away.
Yeah, I mean, that's what makes it even more frustrating, because they are, of course, so careful that they will not have rushed him back at all. So for that to happen eight minutes in, Mels, makes it even worse, really.
Yeah, absolutely. If we weren't sure if he'd start the game. That was the thing, wasn't it? Would he start the game? Is he ready to start? Obviously, the management must have felt he was ready to start the game. And just that one ball, the big test in behind him, and whatever's happened has happened. And it's a case of how long will he be out for? You know, that's the concern for him. He'll be assessed, everything like that. We'll see.
We will see it. We will move on and speak about a massive game, Phil, that is coming up midweek. Officially, you know what it is. You know what I'm talking about. We can say now it is officially the last derby at Goodison, because, of course, Everton went out the FA Cup yesterday. Liverpool not progressing today, so they cannot meet in any other way now. I mean, before we get into the game, Goodison, one of the most historic grounds in the Premier League. Will you miss it at all?
Probably, because I've enjoyed some great times there.
Yeah.
Certainly as a player, when we were playing, I think we went 7 years without a defeat at Goodison Park. And it holds great memories, the 5-0 for what it is. And it'll be a shame. The new place is special. I drive past it quite regular, and it is quite awesome. I think it'll make it difficult. That's why they need to stay in the Premier League. So it's going to be a big occasion, the Bear Pits, whatever you want to call it. They make it very difficult. It's a traditional old English ground.
Yeah.
And we've got to be up for this one. We've got, not like last year, we've got to be up for it.
Okay, we might get the chance to squeeze in more derby chat, but we are getting some reaction now from the Liverpool dressing room. Harvey Elliott, here he is.
Harvey, goes without saying, not the result you wanted here this afternoon. What did you make of the afternoon as a whole?
Disappointing. You know, it wasn't our best game at all. You know, we all knew that on the pitch. But I think one thing about the team today, you know, we fought to the end. We kept trying, we kept pushing. But sometimes, you know, this is what happens in football. Today we weren't good enough, and you know, I'd say it was harsh to lose the way we did. But you know, games like this, when we don't play as well as we should do, you know, it could go either way. And today, you know, we didn't go our way. But it's a learning curve again. You know, there was a few positives from today. You know, youngsters making their debuts, and you know, the younger lads playing. So it's always nice to see that. But you know, we just have to rest up and go again for Wednesday now.
Just one goal, and it came from a penalty, handball given against yourselves. Talk us through it from your point of view. Was it? What, could you do anything to get your hands out of that position, out of the way?
I mean, the arguments could go on forever, to be honest. You know, I was so close to him, and I said to the referee, "Do you expect me to jump with my arms by my side?" I said, "It's just not a natural way of jumping." You know, I was trying my hardest to block the ball, and yeah, my arm was up there, but it was about a centimetre away from, you know, the player shooting. But you know, it's football. It's a kick in the teeth, really. It's not nice to lose this way, and you know, it's not nice for it to be on you. You know, as I gave away the penalty. So, you know, it's just, unfortunately, it's just one of them things. I just need to keep my head up and, you know, keep pushing on.
Yeah, and the manager put forward players on, you push in the closing stage. It was just about having that little bit of composure, a bit of quality that was maybe missing in the final minutes.
I think so, yeah. You know, in these games and in any game, really, it's, especially when you're a goal down, you know, away from home, you know, you tend to rush things a little bit. Things are, you know, they come in a rush, and I think we just lacked that composure at the end. But, you know, at the same time, their keeper made a few unbelievable saves. You know, one from Jota in particular, and, you know, credit where credit's due. They were great today and, you know, made it really, really hard for us. And, you know, we couldn't cope with that. But, you know, as I said, it's a learning curve. It's a different, you know, it's a different game for us because we're not used to playing these kind of games, and it's things that we can learn on. And, you know, for myself, for the younger lads, we can, you know, keep taking it in our career.
Finally, it was a hostile environment today. There'll be something similar in midweek at Everton. What's the message within the dressing room going into that game in midweek?
You know, I feel like at this moment in time, we just have to recover. Tomorrow especially, you know, the next few days are going to be about recovery. Then we can start focusing on Everton. You know, we always know what it's going to be like. Goodison Park, you know, the last Merseyside derby there, it's going to be really tough. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, there's nothing that we haven't experienced before. It always is hostile, and, you know, there's always, you know, certain situations in the game which we may find hard, but it's just about how we get over it as a team, you know, as a club, and make sure we fight through it, and, you know, hopefully we can get the win.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Cheers.
Harvey Elliott's thoughts on today and on the Merseyside derby. Let's get your thoughts on that on Wednesday night, because it's undoubtedly a game that looks a little bit trickier now than maybe it would have done a few weeks ago, albeit that the new manager bounce, if you like, came to an end in the FA Cup against Bournemouth yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, David Moyes has gone and he's had a positive reaction. They've won three in a row in the Premier League. They've got away from trouble, which we thought at one stage they would be in. Tough game. It's a tough atmosphere. I think Harvey Elliott said it very well there. They've experienced it before. They've experienced that, this group of players. It will be tough. It's the game in hand we've been waiting for ages, and the incentive to go 9 points clear.
Yeah, David Moyes does not have the best record against Everton. 25 games, 1-4, drawn 8, lost 13. So historically, at least, it wasn't a fixture that troubled us too much when he was in charge in that first spell.
And David, he's a good lad, and I think Neil and myself have just been saying, do you think there'll be water in the pitch on Wednesday night? I don't think
maybe
so.
Maybe not after today.
They'll be trying to kick up divots as we're speaking, by the way. They always make it difficult, and it is a tough place to go, and it's passionate, but it's a good rehearsal for it today. A lot of long balls, the goalkeeper kicking it long, trying to get and win the second balls. Anywhere near the halfway line, they'll be playing balls into the box. Centre-backs will be coming up. Get used to it. It's going to be like that. But we will have chances, because people forget we had a couple of great opportunities when we got beat 2-0. Luis Diaz and Darwin Nunes, if we'd have took them, it would be done. We need it again.
That is it from today's episode of The Reaction. We will be back on Wednesday night, though, to bring you LFC TV's post-match coverage of the final Goodison Park Merseyside derby. Until then, if you haven't done already, please give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts to make sure you don't miss an episode when they drop.